Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here, eventually face to face, to look in each other's eyes and to share something. As you may see, I will speak in Italian and my slides are in English, yes. As you can see, the topics are very significant. And then we will have the questions at the end from all of you. As you know, the dermatitis and eczemas are important, are significant topics because dermatologists see them very often. They are not just irritant contact dermatitis or allergic contact dermatitis, but we also have them in connection with atopic or dermatitis and hand eczema. They have in common skin barrier impairment that we have to restore. An alteration in the skin barrier permits the penetration of allergens, of irritants, with a mechanism of activation of the immune system, and so a subsequent inflammation and itch, and then penetration of allergens. When we talk about dermatitis, we have two main groups, atopic dermatitis and contact dermatitis. We know that they have different different factors influencing. And they affect different age groups because atopic dermatitis is more characteristic of children and adolescents, even if this trend is being modified recently, and we see it also in adults. Whereas in adults, we have a prevalence of contact dermatitis. Let's see the two forms of contact dermatitis. Those are the two forms that we usually face. One is due to an irritant contact. Another is hypersensitivation to allergens. So the ICD is the most frequent one, 80% of contact dermatitis. And we have four subgroups, subtypes. We have acute ICD, so we have the irritant, contact with the irritant, and then we have the first signs. Then we have the subacute ICD with longer time of onset. We speak about hours. Then we have a chronic ICD due to the recurrence of the irritant on the skin. And then, as you've heard, the sensory form. It's a complex reaction because it's the result of a mix of intrinsic and extrinsic factors, so age, sex, body region, the presence of atopy influence the susceptibility to ICD, but also the nature of the irritant, the amount of exposure, concentration, duration, repetition should be considered. In the chronic form of hand eczema, there is usually a form of irritant contact dermatitis in people working in wet environments. As for the pathogenesis, well, it's easier than in allergy contact dermatitis, that it triggers an innate immune system response with the production of cytokines. And so in turn, they activate dermal dendritic cells, endothelial cells, Langerhans cells. And so V5 neutrophils, lymphocytes causes inflammation even in a later stage. At the age of this irritant contact dermatitis, is an important factor. Let's not forget that elderly patients have an impaired skin barrier, and then we, in children, we have diaper dermatitis, perianal dermatitis, and so in this way, an ICD can develop. Also, the environment can act with temperature, with humidity, with cold water. As for allergic contact dermatitis, it's less frequent, but it's considered a more serious form, and often it's associated with occupational disease. That's why there are studies conducted on it, because this has been considered as a priority. We have a possibility in recognizing the allergy contact dermatitis, which is patch testing. They may seem banal, but they have to be considered with caution and attention. And so there are guidelines at European level and for the Italian society to know how to perform this test, which is so important. In a recent meta-analysis, Alinaghi evaluated the prevalence of CD in many studies, and it found that 20% of the general population was affected. The prevalence was higher in children and women than in men, with little differences between Europe and America, and little data were received from Africa or in Asia. Asian data were similar to the European and American ones. Well, in patients with chronic dermatitis or hand dermatitis, there is an alteration of the skin barrier, and so a dermatitis can develop even with the contact of less strong allergens. And in a patient with chronic dermatitis, we have to consider the sensitization to commensal organisms, which may occur, and we may alter the biofilms of these patients. Contact dermatitis is also present in atopic dermatitis. This is probable. There are several papers, even if they are controversial, but yes. Patients with atopic dermatitis easily develop contact dermatitis, and if atopic dermatitis, despite does not improve, we have to perform a patch test because the skin barrier of those patients is altered, and this is something that we always reiterate. So all what the substance that they use, from anti-inflammatories to moisturizers, can result in a form of contact dermatitis. And recently, also the bacterial and fungal colonization can be observed and can result in a sensitization of the skin. So what are the more frequent allergens in atopic dermatitis? Of course, it's metals, but also fragrance. When we perform patch test to fragrances, we test a mix of products, not just one. So it's not easy to identify specifically one fragrance, and then acrylates, lanolin, neomycin, which is present in some drugs for babies. There is a link between the two forms of dermatitis, probably, as you can see in red. There are cells in common, which are in the chronic form of atopic dermatitis and in the response form of contact dermatitis. As for hand eczema, it's a difficult pathology, which is to be classified, and sometimes it's neglected or we do not pay enough attention to it, but it's a form that recurs for more than 3 months and has relapses for two, 3 years in two, three times in the year. It's the incidence is very high. Is quite high, and people also have very aggressive forms of hand eczema, and so they have problems in their relations and in their daily life, and their quality of life is affected. We have endogenous and exogenous factors influencing the development of hand eczema. So what can we do in those people, in those subjects? We know that strategies, topic treatments tell us that we have to use topic drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, but in planning the therapy, the treatment, we can also think of optimizing the functional nature of the skin barrier, thus avoiding the relapses. And so we can balance the water loss and the patient's discomfort. All this is also indicated in the guidelines at national and international level. In the American guidelines, we find that emollients, moisturizers, are very important in those patients. But also in the allergy contact dermatitis, the use is described as important, as well as in the pyramid that we've learned so far, we have moisturizers and emollients at the basis. So we have created a working group, and we will publish a paper on the use and the path to be used with those patients, with patients with non-pharmacological products, because companies producing this kind of drugs are helping us a lot, and they're trying to develop functional and helpful substances. But we do not have enough studies on describing the amount and the times of administration of these new substances. We call them new substances because we passed from the occlusive treatments, which were good to improve hydration, but patients didn't appreciate. Then we had a second generation of products, which modulated the natural hydration of the skin to reach formulations that are useful to structurally repair the skin barrier. So this is the evolution from the first to fourth generation. And now we have prescription emollient devices, which have different characteristics than the third generation, because they want to target inflammation, oxidative stress, and microbiome on the skin. Those formulations were introduced recently and are approved as medical devices. They have a role in restoring the skin barrier, and they do not have many side effects in patients with impairment of the skin barrier. So this is what we have mentioned with my working group. We proposed types of ICD and ACD, and in the milder form, the use of those fourth generation products for some weeks could be useful and represent a single treatment, individual treatment to be proposed. When things, if the problem is more severe, then things change and we have to use anti-inflammatory topics, drugs, and then we can switch to emollients. So the therapy and the treatment should be mixed. So this in the last stage, this emollients can replace the topic drug in the last days of treatment. Another idea to prevent the flare up is using for ICD, mild ICD, third generation drugs to help the skin barrier, and then to have and then to switch to third generation drugs. Same thing can be imagined for contact dermatitis with atopic dermatitis and hand eczema, chronic hand eczema. So especially in the mild form, we can have an administration for at least 3 weeks twice a day, whereas in the severe or moderate, we can have pharmacological therapy and then twice a day for at least 4 weeks. In order to prevent flares, we can plan a weekend therapy twice a day for 4-8 weeks, and then third generation emollients. That's an idea that we proposed, a new idea for treating that we can discuss, of course, but we are facing a frequent disease and which affect the quality of life of patients. We have these agents, these substances, which act as emollient, anti-inflammatory properties, and they enable us to reduce the global cortisone amount that we have to use in those patients. Thanks to these properties, these products can support patients effectively. I thank you, and then we maybe discuss it more in detail later.